Good morning and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. I'm on my way to work this morning, and I want to tell you about a dream I had last night. Oh man, what a stressful dream. Like, I still feel kind of bothered inside a little bit. And it was a dream, you know? But you know how sometimes the dream seems so real? And you remember it vividly. And I don't really remember my dreams most of the time. I know I have dreams. And I can remember little bits and pieces as I wake up. But then it flitters away. And then I don't remember my dreams. But this one stuck with me. And I have these kinds of dreams every once in a while where it sticks with me. And it really helps me see the world in a different way. I'd like to share it with you. So I went to my high school reunion. I graduated in 99, so I'm class of 99. And we were going back there, I guess, you know, maybe it was the year 2024, I don't know, because that would be our 35 year reunion. Has it really been 30 years? No, 20 year, right? Hold on. It's been 30 years since I, no way, has it? I'm horrible at math. So I graduated in 99. Let's just say that. Okay. I don't even have to, why am I trying to figure out how many years it's been since 1999? I don't care. Let's see here. I'm just thinking, hold on. It's 20 years. Cause it'd be 2019. Yeah. 23 years. Anyways, my dream. I'm sorry. Probably everybody's left by now. It's like, oh no, but you're gonna miss the dream. Okay, so I'm at my high school reunion and everyone fucking hates me. We're at this venue, like a convention center almost. And like, yeah, no matter where I would go, none of my classmates wanted to be around me. They would give me these looks and like say things under their breath as they walked away, you know? And I'm like, what did you say? Like, what in the world? Why is everybody mad at me? Why does everybody hate me? You know? And I remember finally I cornered one of my friends down. His name is Matt Hayes. And like, we got along really well in high school. And I believe we still would now. It's just, we haven't seen each other in so long, you know, but we're friends on Facebook, you know? Anyways, so I corner Matt. I'm like, dude, what's going on? Tell me, what did I do to make you so mad at me and everybody? Like, what did I do? Because it bothered me so much. I love people. And I was so happy to see all my friends again, all my classmates, you know, even though they don't consider me their friend, they were my classmates. And I was happy and excited to see them. And they're all giving me the cold shoulder. They're all just totally stonewalling me and just walking away and giving me these dirty looks, saying things under their breath. And obviously everyone hates me for some reason. Obviously they think I did something horrible or they wouldn't be treating me this way. Like, what's going on? What did I do? And so finally I was telling Matt, like, he kept trying to walk away. He kept trying to get away from me. I was like following him. I cornered him. I was like, dude, tell me. I was like, even if we don't, you know, see each other ever again, and you can hate me for the rest of your life, just tell me what I did so that I don't do it again. You know, so that I can at least be a better person from now on and not do this again. Whatever it is I did to make you and everybody so mad at me, tell me what it is. And then we can never speak again, just so I can try not to do it again to others. You know, do at least, if you're not for me, do it for the other people, the future people that I might hurt. You know, do it for them. Because if you tell me and I know, at least I can try not to do it again to others. And he looked at me and he goes, I don't know. And I said, what? He goes, honestly, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I just, everyone hates you and everyone just, so I just went with it. And I was like, what? So you don't even know why you're treating me like this? And he was like, no, man. He was like, I mean, I just felt, I guess I just thought you probably deserved it. Everybody was doing it. So, you know, he was like, I really don't know why. Because I'm sorry, man. And I was like, what? And I just kind of laughed, and I was like, man, that kind of makes me feel better, though. I was like, at least I know I didn't actually do anything to you, you know? I really felt bad. I thought maybe I did something to you to make you so mad at me. He was like, no, man. Like, he was like, I mean, I personally have no problem with you. I just think you're a piece of shit. And I was like, why? And he was like, because everybody thinks you're a piece of shit. So I just thought you're a piece of shit, too. And I was like, oh, interesting. And I was like, so whoever started this just told everybody something, and then I don't even know what. And now it's gotten to the point where nobody even knows why they're mad at me. They're just all mad at me. You know, they all just, they don't even know why they hate me. You know, they're just hating me. Okay. And I just thought about all of the things that I could have been doing there, you know, because there was a lot of other things to do and see and, you know, places to eat. I was just thinking, wow, I could have done so many other things, you know, and enjoyed myself than worry about this. You know what I'm saying? And try and like corner one of my friends, you know, and make him tell me the truth that he doesn't even know why. Like, he doesn't know what it is that caused people to hate me. They just started and now everyone does. And it's like mob mentality now, you know, I guess. I don't know. So, and the thing is, I was thinking, like, even if I did change everyone's minds and now everybody's okay with me and they all say like, oh, sorry about that, June. I guess it was a misunderstanding. You know, we'll be nice to you from now on. It really didn't change. It doesn't change anything in my life, right? I still got to go to work. I still have to pay my bills and take care of my dogs and my children and my house and, you know, laundry, dishes, the lawn work, you know, like I still got things to do, you know, like nothing in my life really changes. And I realized people are gonna think whatever they want to think about me, you know? And it was like, it's if it was that easy for him to hate me, then he probably wanted to all along, right? I mean, maybe not in real life, just in my dream, you know? If the people in my dream were that quick to just jump on the bandwagon and just follow along and just hate on me, without even really knowing why, without even having any, you know, evidence of me doing anything to harm anyone, like they're just gonna assume the worst things about me and just hate me and treat me like that. And then when I corner them and ask them why, tell me please, just so I don't do this to anyone else and cause them to be, you know, to suffer. I don't want to cause anyone else to suffer. Then they tell me, actually, I don't really know why. We just hate you. I realize, oh, yeah, well, then I'm not going to change that, am I? And even if I do change their opinion of me, it's only going to be temporary until something else happens, and then they're going to flip again, right? Because a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. You know, in my dream, when we walked away, he probably still didn't really want to hang out with me. He probably still had like a sour taste in his mouth whenever he thought about me, associated me with all these negative feelings. And so, you know, he probably wasn't gonna really continue being my friend anyways, in my dream. So why worry about it, right? Why worry about it? Because even if I do corner every single one of them, and we had a small class, I think it was like 25 of us graduated in a little private school in Tennessee, a little Christian school. But yeah, let's just say I did track down all 25 of them, cornered every single one, made them tell me why it is that they hate me, and they all tell me the same thing. I don't even know who started it, but someone started it, I guess, and we all just kind of joined in, and we don't remember why. You know, even if I do get them to say like, okay, we're cool now, like yeah, I guess we are, they're still not gonna be cool with me after that, right? Let's be realistic. So my point is, why even try? Why even worry or stress or spend any time trying to convince anyone that you're worthy of their affection, of their approval, of their acceptance? You know, You're worthy of it, whether they think so or not. And if they don't think so, well, then who cares? There are 7 billion people in this world. Isn't it? Last time I checked when I was in high school, it was like 6 billion, 6.8 or something. I'm sure we're past 7 billion now. But I'm just saying, there's so many people in this world. And the person that is probably going to change your life the most and have the most positive effect in your life, you probably haven't even met them yet. You know what I'm saying? Because you're wasting your time with all these people in your life that have this bad opinion of you, and you're trying to change that. Fuck it, dude. Let it go. Who cares what they think about you? You know, live your life. Move on. And by doing so, you may just run into that person that can just change your life the most. You know? Because you're no longer wasting your time on all these people that are probably not going to like you anyways. You know? And it has nothing to do with you or anything that you did. Yeah, like, I get it now, you know? True freedom is being free from the good opinion of others. Like, that, and that's Dr. Wayne Dyer. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I don't really know the quote exactly, but he's saying it's not needing the good opinion of others, not craving it, not desiring it, not needing it. You know, being free from it, that's true freedom. Because as long as we crave the good opinion of others, we're always going to be coming up short. We're always going to be lacking, because especially with the perfectionist, nothing's ever going to be perfect, good enough, you know? And they're going to you're always going to be trying. It's like grasping at ropes of sand. It's an impossible task to try to please everyone and please others and gain their good opinion, you know? For what? It's only temporary. It only lasts until the next rumor comes around about you. And sometimes when a friend of yours comes to you with a horrible rumor that they heard about you, something terrible was said about you, and they tell you, I want you to do this the next time that happens. Look them right in the eye and ask them, I am more interested in why were they so comfortable telling this to you? And let them squirm and feel uncomfortable and stammer and come up with an answer. No, I mean, everyone's saying it. Everyone, I just heard it. Everyone's saying it. Why did they say it to you? Why did they feel so comfortable telling you? You know? Because a lot of times, you have a lot of frenemies that appear as friends, you know? A lot of times, take a close look at the circle around you and watch closely. See who cheers when something good happens for you, and see who cheers when something bad happens, you know? And they may not do it overtly. It may just be a subtle smile, a quick grin that they couldn't hide. It just happens subconscious. They call it micro expressions. Look for those in your close circle of friends. When something bad happens to you and you tell them this happened and it was horrible, watch closely and see who looks like they were pleased. And what you do after that is up to you. Knowledge is power. Now you know. Now you know what that now you got their number. So what you do after that is up to you. You can cut them off, but sometimes it's not that easy, right? Because, you know, we're all interconnected, you know, interpersonal relationships, you know, by cutting them off, it may cause drama in your circle of friends or family. Maybe that's not possible to cut that person off. Well, then just keep an eye on them. At least now you know that this is somebody that, you know, you need to keep an eye on, because they're not really for you, you know? I just wanted to share this dream with you because it really is helped. Like, it gave me such a good visual, an illustration of why I really need to just let go of the need for other people's good opinion of me. You know, I felt like I needed it. I really felt like I need people to think good of me. You know, I really want people to like me. What if they don't? So what? can't handle that. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's part of it is our DNA. We're it's bred in us, in our DNA, to be part of a tribe. That's how we were, that's how we evolved. And we lived in small tribes, you know, villages. And to be, you know, kicked out of the tribe, you know, to be outcast, excommunicated, you know, it meant death. It meant you're going to die, at least a social death, but probably a physical death too, because you have, now you have no one to help you. You have no protection. You're out there alone, and there are predators out there, real predators looking to kill you. And you're all by yourself. So yeah, to be outcasted by the group, it meant death. So I think that it is deep inside of our DNA. We feel like we're dropping from the sky when we feel like our group of friends don't like us. You know, when we feel like the group that we're in does not really accept us, we start feeling anxiety, don't we? We start feeling nervous and we start feeling scared. And I think that it's natural response, as a natural biological response that's in our DNA, to want to be a part of that group, to want to be accepted. And, you know, because to not be accepted, to be outcasted by the group, means you're going to die. So I think that that's like the hairs in the back of your neck rise, you know, when you feel like, oh, no, I'm not, I wasn't invited to the party. Oh, I'm going to die. You know, like, no, you're not going to die. And actually, they probably did you a favor. You know what I'm saying? I used to want to go to parties until I started going to parties. yeah, it was fun because I like to have fun whenever I go. And no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to make the most of it. But man, after a while, it's like, am I the only one actually enjoying this around here? People here are miserable. I don't like this. You know, like, party, I don't really like going to clubs or parties anymore. But anyways, my point is, we are we're not living in those times anymore. We have evolved, and times have changed, and technology has advanced. We don't need anybody anymore. We really don't. We don't need a group. When I go out fishing and I have this AirPod in my ear, I can ask what the weather is. I can ask her to call people for me. I can ask her to text message people for me. Like, all kinds of stuff. I actually asked Siri for the phone number to a pizza place yesterday while I was driving on my way home. I just talked to my phone, asked her what's the number to Two Cities Pizza in Suwannee. She, you know, looked it up, gave me the number, and asked me if I wanted her to call it. I said yes. Boom. I'm now connected to the pizza place. I'm just saying, like, technology and everything has advanced so much now. Like, we really don't need anyone. With YouTube, shoot, I taught myself how to fish. You know what I'm saying? My friend Hunter helped me a lot too. And he is actually a very experienced, very, you know, a very good experienced angler. Yeah, and he's hunted his whole life, fished his whole life, and he's really been helping me out. So I really appreciate that. But anyways, yeah, with YouTube now, you don't need anybody to teach you how to change your brakes. You know, I'm just saying, don't worry if people don't like you. Who cares? They're probably doing you a favor. All that time I spent dicking around, you know, doing drugs, wasting time with my friends. What if I spent that time practicing, you know, archery? You know, I would be so much better than I am now. You know, all that extra time to practice archery, or even learn a new language. What if I spent that time just learning a new language? You know, I would actually be trilingual right now. I would know how to speak a different language, not just Korean and English. You know, like, all that time I spent just basically wasting time and money and just smoking weed and doing drugs and just going out and just, you know, partying and whatever, just to be accepted with my friend, just be included, just to feel like, oh, they like me and accept me and everything. Who cares if they call me a loser and they say all this stuff about me? Oh, June thinks he's better than us. Oh, he thinks he's all that, because I'm in my room practicing skills, developing skills, and, you know, improving myself. You know, who cares? Okay, let them talk shit, you know? Anyways, after failing my business and the divorce and everything, I don't, none of them talk to me anyways, You know what I'm saying? And I actually cut one off. So my point is, all that time I spent with those fucking losers. Yeah, I said it. If they're listening to this, yeah, you fucking losers. All that time I spent, like, I could have spent that doing anything else, and I would have another skill right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. To anyone who's younger listening to this, who cares if people don't like you? Who cares if people have a misunderstanding about you? They hate you and they treat you unfairly. You didn't even do anything to deserve it. Fuck them. Let it go. Go and learn a skill. You know? Go learn coding. You know, teach yourself how to code. You know, do anything else. But don't waste your time trying to gain their good opinion of you. I hope this helps. Yeah, just learn to say fuck it and let it go. You know, I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.